At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. And welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
How are you, sweet man of mine?
I'm doing it so well. I'm, you know, just like rebounding from our latest trip for our show, our little. Maybe I'm not rebounding so well. I was going to say,
yeah,
I'm rebounding.
I don't think it's going well.
rebounding from our journey to the Midwest and, you know, gearing up for our grand finale next week on our tour.
Yes. The Hunky Dory Tour comes to an end next week with a 3-night grand finale in Texas. We start at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas next Tuesday. We're going to House of Blues in Houston the next day, and we're finishing up in Dallas. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find merch links there. You'll also find links to our Patreon, where you can find our bonus episodes and our videos. We do a couple of videos every week, a couple of video recaps, and super fun. Take a Seat is our Monday night show. Thanks to everybody who's coming to that. It's so much fun. It's on Spotify Green Room. You can listen to it on Spotify if you just search for Take a Seat. But it's every Monday night at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and it's live. We talk to you guys. You talk to each other. We talk to each other. We talk to you. Super fun. That's like my favorite part of the week now. We're really having a good time. Yeah. So thanks for joining us. We will be announcing our shows for next week, today or tomorrow. So just check our Instagram, at WatchWhatCrapHands, or our Twitter, at what crap ends, to find out what we will be recapping in Texas next week.
And you know, the last time we were in, did a show in Dallas, I love mentioning this, but the last time we were at, did a show in Dallas, we broke that venue's single night bar sales record. So I'm not saying there's anything to live up to, and I'm not saying it's a competition, but I'm just reminding everyone, it's gonna be crazy.
Yes. So here we are with Sommerhausen.
We are ready. Sommerhaus, big news right off the bat. The very first thing that we see, it's Friday. Everyone's driving to the Hamptons. And look who's back. It's Alex. Alex is back.
Alex is back. And, you know, it's been a few weeks now. And it's been articles have been written about where is Alex? Now, had Alex not disappeared, would articles be written about Alex? No. As this episode reminds us, Alex is very boring. He doesn't add a lot. Now, in his defense, it is hard to add when you're new, you know what I mean, and fit in and all that stuff. And I get it. But poor guy, because so much has been written and discussed. And it's like, Alex is back. I'm like waiting. And then by the end, I was like, well, this is why they cut you out, Alex.
I had the same feeling. I was like, oh my God, Alex is back. And then I was like, He just doesn't do much. And not only does he not really do much, he also responds to most questions with kind of a snotty attitude. And I'm not, I don't think that he's snotty, but his humor vibe that he's always trying to do is he's kind of like doing a sarcastic, like, wah, wah. I'm like, just don't know if he's a fit for this show.
Well, he's back. So that's the big news of the episode. So it's Friday. So everybody's, you know, coming back to the house. And Amanda and Kyle are driving. And Amanda just looks in her phone cam and she's like, here we go. Another weekend.
Yeah.
Amanda seems thrilled.
Yeah. Very excited. She's wondering, just anticipating what sort of argument she's going to get into with Kyle. And then Lindsay and Carl are driving, and Lindsay's like, I feel like a new human. And Carl goes, yeah, because we both got haircuts. And she's like,
so her shirt says like something, and I was trying to read what it says. It's and something. I was like, alcohol, something. And I was like trying to piece it together. And then I pressed play, and she goes, yeah, look at my shirt. He's like, what does it say? I was like, damn it. I had it on pause to try and figure it out. And you guys just solved the mystery. I never should have pressed pause. What am I going to learn with this show?
And so her shirt says, it's time to dance. And he goes, is it time to dance? She goes, it's always time to dance. I danced naked in my apartment last night. He's like, did you? You look great, by the way.
So they get back to the house and she's like, oh my God, so much for the hurricane. Like she's all disappointed. And that is such a common feeling after the news is like, a hurricane's coming. And then it comes and you're like, that was it. Like I stayed in with my entire family playing board games with the storm shutters closed. And that was it. Nothing's broken. No one's dead. What the hell?
Yeah. And also, we got the, I feel like a low-key, like, common motif on this show is people come walking into the house at any time of day and going, whoa, it feels so good in here. Oh, it feels good. Oh, it feels so good in here. And so we got one of those. Because every time they walk in that house, they're always surprised that the air conditioning is on. They're like, whoa, feels good in here. Looks great. Feels great, by the way.
Money wasters. That's people who waste some money and just leave that shit on all week. Like, well, feels good.
Yeah.
So then Danielle and Robert show up and Paige and Sierra. And Sierra is driving and she's like, is Carl here or do I have to carry my own bag? My God, you guys do something, Sierra and Paige. I want to see Sierra and Paige walk in with a Swiffer and make one goddamn effort. That's what I want to see. The season's coming to an end and that's what I want to see.
Yeah. So then Lindsay is picking up stools in the backyard. She's like, wow, these are blown over and these are each like 100 pounds each. Wow. And then she sees Paige and she's like, hello, Pahina. Hi, Pahina. Like, I just love Lindsay's nicknames for people. They always are just come from a very strange place.
So Alex and Andrea show up and Alex is like, wow, I feel like it's been a minute. Paige is like, we miss you, Alex. I'm just kidding. We really didn't. Oh, my God. Andrea, look at you without your buttons buttoned. I'm so shocked. How was I ever into this person? Anybody?
We totally match. Did you miss me? And then we find out that Luke isn't coming this weekend. I am like, I want everyone to be under the roof all at once. There's always one person not there. And for some reason, it really bothers me. I want everyone all there all at once.
His excuse is weird. Like, your buddies are in town? Who cares? Get them on this show to whore around. What? Like everybody else's buddies who are in town, okay?
There must be some rule, or, like, there must be some, like, salary cap that, like, if everyone is on the show all at once, it costs, like, too much money for Bravo. Or, like, they can only pay for everyone to be on 10 out of the 13 episodes of the season or something like that.
I love that everything that happens on the show, our reasoning is the show's cheap. We're like, the show's not going to spend any money. Like, I can't believe the air conditioning was on. That's probably why everybody's so shocked that the air conditioning's on. It's like, well, we pretended Alex wasn't here for 4 weeks, but we left the air conditioning on. That's just cold. But it feels
literally
great here.
Cold.
It feels great in here.
Well, we took a vote, and it was either that we could all be on every episode, or we could walk into an air-conditioned house. And so we decided, Luke, Alex, you guys will not be on every episode. We need a cold house. Okay, it feels great in here. Okay.
So Danielle announces that tonight is a beach bonfire and Robert's going to do dinner for everyone. She's like, and the summer's coming to an end, so we should love each other and dance around a fire. And like, if we get naked, we get naked.
That's probably not going to happen, but fine.
I danced and then... naked in my house last night.
So Lindsay's like, Maya, this is the first one I've talked to all season. Have you talked to Oliver? Do you know what time he and Ahmed are coming?
So Ahmed is her flavor of the week, she announces, and Sierra's all mad. She's like, I'm not engaging in this shit. I'm not engaging. Lindsay tells us, I met Ahmed through Danielle, like a week ago. And then we see a clip of Ahmed, and thank you, Summer House, for the arrow and the ding. Ding! Ahmed. That's Ahmed right there, everybody. Looks like a cheese ball to me. And yes. She's like, turns out Oliver is his best friend.
He's come to a few of our parties, and I just haven't interacted with him because at that point my standards were a little higher, but now it's the end of the summer, so the bar's lowered, and I finally decided this guy's good enough for now.
So she's like, yeah, we've been getting to know each other this entire last week. It's like, oh my God, Lindsay, that's crazy. It's like marriage time.
I know.
And Sierra's drinking milk, looking all upset. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, she's not happy. It's been Colin and Amanda finally show up, but at this point, like, everyone's gone on to wherever they're just like in different rooms, and they're like, hi. And Colin's like, wow, lovely greetings we're getting these days. And then Sierra's just up in her room, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just can't listen to Lindsay's love endeavors. Did she say love endeavors?
I mean, I wrote romantic. I don't know. And then Paige is like, well, I pretend she's a Valpak, like every time she opens her mouth. I just hear $10 off car wash, 30% when you buy two pairs of jeans at Marshall's. Replace despair with hope. Hope of bargains. That's my advice.
So then everyone's just sort of still like, getting ready. Kyle's talking about how he was driving Amanda crazy because he's like on the phone the whole ride over. And then Amanda comes into the room with the girls, and Sierra's like, you look pretty. And Amanda's like, thanks. I did my makeup in the car, which is like very Amanda. Like, that's very Amanda's personality, you know, to be like, she's a makeup in the car person. Like, she just arrives, and that's like the most interesting thing she can tell you at this at the beginning, to be like, what's new? What's the latest in your week? It's like, I did my makeup in the car. It's like, oh, okay.
And Sierra's like, you know, like 3 weeks ago, Lindsay's really into Carl. And then the next week she's making it. I mean, sorry. Last week, Lindsay's really into Austin. And this week she's really into my man. I just can't. I can't take it. I'm like, well, you know, a few weeks ago you were really into Carl, and the next week you were making that with Alex, and then the next week you were back to Austin. What's your point? Like, why are you so hung up on this? Like, are we not allowed to have variety? And also, you made up last week. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Find other things to forget about. I'm sick of fucking Austin. I can't. Now you're still going to be upset this week about Austin. Find something. You know?
So Kyle's talking to Carl, and he's like, oh, man, I was on the phone with the brand manager of Loverboy, and we're on the brink of closing dates with Indiana, Colorado, and California. Hundreds of Krogers! Krogers everywhere! I don't know. Like, for some reason, the idea of it's just like, it's a very big deal, obviously, for a beverage company to get into Kroger, but like, somehow just yelling hundreds of Kroger in Summer House just feels so appropriate. Hundreds of Krogers! Like, that's an exciting moment on this show.
I had a Halloween like that one time. Like, everybody was dressed like Kroger. I didn't even know which three I was dating.
It's Kruger. Lindsay. So she's like, work is over. So then Amanda is, you know, still gossiping with the girls. And she's like, Maya has a friend coming. It's Oliver.
Maya's like, yeah, I'm just like a little worried that this is like going too fast. Like, I don't even talk to my best friends every day. And Paige is like, it's normal to talk to the guy you're talking to every single day, especially if you want to show him the look you put together for 30% off. Okay.
And
She's like, it's like you don't even comprehend that he likes you or something. She's like, I mean, I comprehend it, but like, is it time to run? Like, I was like this when I met my ex. Maybe it has something to do with your dad. And Sierra's like, oh my God, of course it does, but we don't have time for daddy issues, friend. Like, we don't have time to get into all the daddy issues. And then Maya starts crying. Has Maya had a week where she hasn't cried? Maya cries a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, daddy issues.
You've been Netflix and chilling all week, okay? Cry over other things. You've already cried. Be happy now. You have all the grace, sweet.
Cry while fulfilling your cookie orders.
How about that? Cry over a KitchenAid, okay?
It's fine. We are fine to have the tears and the cookies. Just make the cookies.
It's actually worked out so well for me not getting the cookies from Maya because people have brought us so many cookies. Like, I know Maya isn't giving you cookies, so here's some cookies. Yes. I'm just going to keep this going for as many seasons. I'll be like, remember that season when it took me a long time to get cookies just so we can get more cookies?
I think I'm, now that we've like solved the race between like a PS5 and cookies, I think I'm going to try to order cookies from Maya and see which one comes faster. Let's just see how this works out.
You'll win. It's in your blood.
Well, if I win, I'll send them to
when you. Do I ever win any contest?
You win so much. I
don't. No, I don't.
You do.
I don't win any contests with you. And you know what? I win at other things against other people. So I've just learned that that's just how it is. Okay.
Oh,
Ben wins, Ronnie loses. Okay.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I hope you get a cookie game to play on your fucking PlayStation. So, Maya's crying, basically. That all equals Maya crying.
Daddy issues.
So Sierra's like, you're going to make me cry now. And she's like, but I have complicated relationship with my dad. And so they start talking about, they get upset about their dads and stuff. And then it goes into sister issues. Because Maya's like, you know, like, we didn't really see eye to eye, me and my dad. But then, like, my sister was, like, seeing more eye to eye than me. And, like, my sister's a poster child for a kid. Like, she went to Harvard. She's always successful. You know, like, if you write her a letter, she'll literally send you cookies, even if you didn't order them. Like, I just question my worth, you know?
So then we cut over to Robert and Danielle setting up this beach picnic. A very good beach picnic. It was very well done. And there's some dolphins, and I guess Robert did this for Danielle 2 months ago, which is exciting for them, maybe not for the rest of the audience. And then everyone else gets into the car, and everyone basically comes to this to this beach picnic. I don't know why I'm going through so granular. And then there were dolphins, and then they put down a bowl, and then she put out napkins, and then she even put out forks.
Well, all that really stood out to me is that there's a new song.
I've been chasing the sunset. I haven't caught it yet, but I might one day I'll catch the sunset.
Leave on time. You know what I mean? Like, leave on time. There, your song is solved. That's my advice to you, song.
It's a very attainable goal, okay? Like, as long as the skies are clear, you can pretty much catch that sunset. Like, you just, like, go outside. Also, this is a beautiful beach picnic, and it's supposed to be like bohemian, which is LOL with these people. And people are showing up. Everyone's dressed sort of bohemian-ish. And Alex is still wearing that freaking muscle tee. I mean, Alex, okay, you just made it back. You've gained some goodwill just by not being there. Just make an effort, okay? You don't have to wear a muscle t-shirt to a beach picnic. Like an evening bohemian beach picnic.
Like, we get it. You have arms. Congrats. Oh, you guys, I wonder if Lindsay's here. Let me see. Hold on.
Danielle,
She's here, guys.
And it's so funny because Lindsay, I mean, I don't feel like Lindsay has really ever talked with Maya. Maybe like in passing, but she has never shown any interest in Maya. And the fact that she goes up to her and is like, let's call Oliver. It's just funny because she only cares about Oliver right now because Oliver's with Ahmed.
Right. So she's like, now she's super close with Maya because they're dating two friends. And she's like, yeah, look at us dating two friends. Oh my God, you literally don't have his numbers to warn? And Maya's like, no, do you have Ahmed's? She's like, of course. How am I going to track his iCloud?
Lindsay is already plotting her, like, She's already thinking about the the rehearsal dinner for her wedding for Ahmed, where Maya's going to be her maid of honor. And she's like, can you believe it? Like, we were sharing a house together, dating these two guys. And then here we are, my new best friend and my fiance and her fiance at our double wedding. Like, she's had that whole thing ready to go. She's like planting the seeds right now.
So Alex is, they're all putting on these little flower headband things. And Alex is like, I'm really not a big flower headband guy. And Lindsay's like, be a participant. Enjoy your life.
How in the world? What? I'm not a big flower crown guy.
Oh, put it around your fucking arm.
What? Why? What is threatening him right now about the flower crown thing? Like, we're not asking you to do cocaine. Put on a flower crown. It's ridiculous.
So, actually, cocaine. I mean, that would be something you're offering. You know, not just like, here, look stupid. So Paige is like, well, Craig left on Sunday, but then he like called his parents and I met them on the phone. And that's like a big step. And he's like really adamant about me like coming and like meeting his parents. So.
And it just cuts to Andrea going, like sort of like rolling his eyes and scoffing because he's just like annoyed by this whole situation.
Yeah. And so Paige tells Danielle, when are we moving to Charleston? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, and Paige tells her, if you don't go, you are going to regret it. And Robert goes, yeah, you'll be the girl who didn't go to Paris.
She's so great. It's a great.
I love this guy. I love him. He's cute. He cooks. He cleans. He
references the hills.
References the hills. I mean, wow.
And it's so great.
Depending on who you are.
Is that what? Oh, I thought it was.
It's both.
It probably was friends. I thought it was Lisa Love telling Lauren Conrad, you'll always be the girl who didn't go to Paris.
Yes, I'm sure that's what it is too. But didn't that happen on Friends too, where she didn't go to Paris and then Ross came back married or something? Okay, so anyway.
Probably. The truth is, Paris is, just always go to Paris when given the chance.
Yes.
If you're on a TV show.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's commercial.
Let's see. Maya, who was earlier talking like, I'm going to wear a dress, so that's what I'm going to do. So Amanda's like, oh my God, you're ready, Maya, because you're already taking your dress off. You can barely keep it on. Kyle. So then Carl and Kyle go talk, and Carl's like,
I should up that now. Hold on. By the way, front, you look great. So I wanted to tell you, because like 2 nights in a row, like I couldn't sleep well. And I've just like had a lot of moments of like, should I be dating? And like, should I be like putting my sobriety aside? But like Mackenzie, it's like, I'm just not fully into it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for just saying you're not into it. That's what's been bugging me the whole time. Stop blaming your sobriety or non-sobriety. You're not into the girl, okay? That's allowed.
And he's like, yeah, you know, like, I've had different feelings for the last few weeks. I'm like, she's a distraction sometimes. I mean, it's not her fault that she's a distraction. Because, I mean, obviously, she's not, like, a huge distraction because she doesn't really have that much of a personality. So, like, how can you be distracted by nothing, you know? But you can be. And so, like, this week I decided to end things with Mackenzie by just, like, not responding to any of her texts and occasionally saying, new phone, who dis? You know, I think it's going pretty well.
I'm hoping that she gets the idea of what I'm saying when it comes back in a green bubble instead of a blue bubble. You know what I mean?
By the way, we should also mention that Andrea is still doing his sob story about the girl that he ghosted for the TV show. And he's like, oh, this week has been brutal. Oh, I tried to see Lexi all week long and she didn't want to hear from me. And the door is closed and she doesn't want to have nothing to do with me. I feel even worse than before. I am a sad male model. La, la, la.
Yeah, he keeps trying to fill this entire episode every time he gets a chance with a sob, like a literal crying scene. Like, it's like, okay, dude, we still have all the other. It's like he thinks because no one is paying attention to him that it's not making it on camera, so he has to do it all over again for somebody else.
He's basically doing like the male model version of the nuclear option, which is like, all else has failed, so I'm just gonna cry. I'm just gonna try to be as fake vulnerable as possible, and I'm so handsome that you're all gonna fall for it. But no one's falling for it, which is great.
So Paige and the girls are talking, and she's like, oh my god, I can't believe we're 28 days away from your wedding. You know, so many good movies. Sandra Bullock had to be sober for 28 days, like she was miserable. And then there was like the 28 days later about the zombies. I mean, wow, it's going great for you, Amanda. So anything to say?
Let me ask, have you been bitten by any monkeys lately? Just curious.
They keep saying 28 days, 28 days.
You know, I watched like the first 10 minutes of 28 Days Later. Well, 28 Days Later is the zombie one, right? So I watched the first 10 minutes of that, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I was like, okay, so a monkey attacks like a lady in a lab. I was like, okay. And then Cillian Murphy wakes up and he's like walking around London and just like, no one's around. I was like, okay. And then he's like, let me walk into a dark room. I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm like, I don't know why. You see, there's nothing happening. Don't go into dark space. I will not watch this any further.
Ooh, yeah, it's not a Ben movie for sure.
No, it's not.
So Amanda's like, speaking of, Kyle sent me down to talk about a prenup. And Sierra's like, what do you mean? You are lover boy.
I know. I always wondered why Loverboy can sweat so much. I realized it's just Amanda's tears. They just embed them right in there.
It's like someone else brought the guacamole to the party. And the Loverboy is just crying.
I'm just waiting for the guacamole flavor. I made guacamole, guys.
So Amanda says, you know, like, I told him I'll do my own research on it and we can go from there. But you can't just bring it up a week before we get married. It's more than 30 days that he brought it up before.
28 days, in fact.
Well, today, from today, but he brought it up like 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, but, I mean, it's still cutting it close and he's full of shit. But
there's no good movie called 43 Days. That's the thing.
So Carl and Kyle are still talking and Carl's like, oh, any prenup updates? Like, what are your updates with your prenup?
Yeah. And Kyle's like, oh, I haven't had a moment because it's like wedding planners. And Carl's like, well, I was just doing some research. You know, it's funny when you're trying to avoid a phone call from your girlfriend, what you can get yourself up to. So I was doing some research about our conversation and I was looking at the rules and they say you should get one, dude. So I think you should get one, bro. Yeah, get one.
Yeah, like it's for entrepreneurs and like assets. So like you're basically the reason they came up with prenups because like you're an entrepreneur and you have assets. So.
And Kyle's like, yeah, because it's like the basics of our company structure. Like, I have a majority of the stock, therefore I have majority control. And yeah, like, that's what it should be because, like, based on what I put into it and stuff.
And then it cuts back to the ladies talking. And Maya's like, I mean, I feel like the main thing is Loverboy, right? She's like, yeah, he says his investors are worrying and they should be because if he leaves me, I'm taking half of everything.
I don't love this for Amanda because I feel like her entire thing is based off the idea that Kyle might leave her someday. Like, she's basically saying, I don't want to have a prenup because, like, it's almost like she wants to hold him hostage. Like, because if you leave me, I'm going to get half of your money. But, like, really, it should be Amanda who should be thinking of herself as saying, what if I decide to leave him? Right? Like, I don't like the position she's putting herself in this theoretical. I feel like she's afraid. I think it exposes a dynamic that is not great, where she's saying, like, that she has a fear that he's going to leave her and that she's just sort of...
Well, exactly. I mean, that's what their whole relationship is. Like, don't you remember earlier in the season when she was having a fit, breaking all his things in the bathroom, calling him 30 times because he wouldn't call her back? And she was like, but this is what happened when you cheated on me. It's like the whole dynamic is completely fucked.
Yeah.
For me, it's more like you shouldn't rely on... Like, we're not going to get a prenup because I'm going to take half of everything. And those partners should be afraid. That's, like, a shitty way to look at it. You have worked on this company from the beginning with him. All the graphics and stuff for years and the branding and stuff like that. Like, I know that he got the money and the investors and all of that. But if your argument is that you should have half of Loverboy, there's probably ground to stand on there without making it like, I will have half if you fuck with me, you know? Like, there's a legit reason you could have ownership in the company, not just... It's not all about your fucking stupid relationship, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, like, it's, you know, what she's saying is a little tongue-in-cheek, too. Like, we're not like, so serious about it like that. But at the same time, like... I just think that she should be, you know, I think she should be elevating herself and not be like, what if he leaves me? It should be like, what if I decide to leave him, you know? And of course, we don't want any marriage to fall apart, but let's be reasonable here. I mean, like, you know, she should just like give herself like a remind herself that she's the one with the power in this relationship and that he should be lucky to have her. Not that like she has to like hold anything over him to keep him there, you know?
And she tells us, you best believe if we ever did divorce, there's a very high chance it's because of this business. And I'm not walking away with nothing. And she tells them, I'm walking with half. And Paige goes, oh, you're walking with more than half.
So then Oliver and Ahmed show up. And Oliver and Maya start having a boring talk about boring things. And then Alex then... He has some bombshell news for all of us. He's like, yeah, guys, when you roast a marshmallow, the outside is like a crust. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for welcoming us to the world of obvious things we knew about roasting marshmallows.
And Kyle's like, you're eating carbs. And he goes, I eat more carbs than anyone in this house, bro. And Kyle's like, you know, I'm impressed because, like, you've been on a journey. Like, you were waking up at 7 in the morning. You were cooking your breakfast. And now look at you. You're loosening up. You're talking about crust on marshmallows. And I like it, bro. I like it.
Alex goes, yeah, over this summer, I felt like a change in me. Like, I've definitely loosened up. Like, I also am also a little bit less shy around this new group of people. These are now my friends. But, like, I'm definitely looser because basically the producer said, if you want to come back on this show, you got to be a little bit more fun. So look, wow, yes. I'm fun.
Yes, that's the obvious change, right? He's like, look at me. I'm so loosened up. Okay, so then they show a clip of him when he first came on. And he's like, they say, when Paige is like, well, what do you eat? He's like, chicken, turkey, broccoli. And then now he's talking about food again, but this time it's marshmallows. So it's a journey. That is a journey. You could sell hipster shoes in a mall. Okay, Jordan. That's a journey.
That's funny. That's funny, Ronnie. I got some shoes from Journey once. I'll tell you that much. So then Andrea, he found some bongos somewhere along the way, and he's like trying to play them, but he just sort of sounds like... He's not even fake playing them well, which makes me sad for him. And then Lindsay, of course, is just like all over Ahmed. And then Maya, this surprised me. I feel like this is a risky move. Maya decides to outsource some marshmallow cooking to Andrea. She's like, hey, Andrea, can you make me a marshmallow, but not burnt, but like toasted? I'm like, good luck with that, Maya. Good luck with your nuanced marshmallow order from Andrea.
Yeah. And so Ahmed's telling Lindsay, I just wanted to spin you around when we walked in. She's like, meow. And then Oliver is trying to be romantic with Maya. He's like, you want my jacket? And she's like, I'm cold, but no, I don't want it. No, just take it. No, I don't want it. You should take it. I said I don't want it. It's like, wow.
Yeah, the chemistry.
A romance book going to be written.
I'm going to rely on the residual heat of that lightly toasted but not burned marshmallow that Andrea is going to make for me.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Amanda's like gossiping about the couples, the new couples. She's like, oh my God, I can't turn around because Oliver will know I'm talking about him. And Oliver's like, Paige is staring right at us. So Paige is like, but then this like Ahmed, like he reminds me of someone and I can't really figure out who. And Amanda's like, yeah, he doesn't remind me of someone Lindsay would like typically be with, which is like not a bad thing.
Yeah. And then Lindsay is talking to Ahmed and she's like, are you having fun? And he's like, I'm with you. That's all that matters. And she goes, well, let's get you drunk. Ah. So then Sierra's they start to like, dance.
It's really hard for me to get invested in Lindsay's relationships. Blah. So then Lindsay is like straddling this guy, you know, yeah. Doing the straddling stand thing. And he's just holding her, but her ass is right over the fire. Like, she's going to burn her ass, basically.
Yeah. She's literally, I think, like wrapped around him with her legs. Like, I don't think she's even standing touching the ground. She's like, wah! And they're just like all watching, like, what the heck? And then Lindsay's just like trying to make a fun time happen. She's just going up to people. She's like, I wore a t-shirt today that said it's time to dance. So everyone get up and dance. The t-shirt said so. Come on, everyone dance, dance, dance.
So they all start doing their like, we're trying really hard thing. And they just start yelling, whoa, and like waving around glow things in the air. And then Carl's like, yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's go home.
Like, let's go home, by the way. I heard there's air conditioning on. So there's like some talk about like Oliver and Ahmed, like maybe they're going to go their home first, or maybe they'll go back to the summer house, or maybe home. Like, I didn't write it down because I didn't think it would have any relevance on anything for the rest of the episode. But of course it did. Of course it was like a major plot point.
You know I don't play fair. Once I got what I want, I don't share. Weird song.
The post-sunset song. It's like she caught the sunset. Now she's not going to share it.
So back at home, Maya's changing in her room and a picture just falls on her head, which I think is so...
first feels like a visual Maya. Metaphor. Yeah. We don't know what the visual metaphor is, but it's there.
So apparently something happened in the car ride because we see... outside, and Danielle's like, Lindsay, why don't you just come over here and talk before we go inside? And she's like, him leaving? That makes me question everything.
No matter what, you stay with Lindsay.
Rule number one, stay with Lindsay. So she's having a fit, you know? And Robert comes in and he's like, oh my God, you guys, that was the worst car ride I've ever been on. Ahmed left and Lindsay's like all pissed and she's screaming like, oh my God, he left me.
They're all like, oh, you're so new. You're so new. You'll get used to it in a few years.
So Lindsay goes into the bathroom with Danielle, as usual, yeah. And starts peeing. Yeah. So you just hear her peeing and she calls Ahmed and she's like, where are you?
It's like, I'm at my house. Where are you?
I'm at my house.
And Danielle's like, she's upset that you didn't say bye or didn't stay and, you know, hang out, whatever. And Lindsay's like,
zero. Just zero. You just left. Zero. Zero. Okay, you left at the beach that I invited you to. You left the beach that I invited you to?
It's the beach that I invited you to. How dare you? You didn't just leave a beach. You left the beach I invited you to. And Danielle, shut up. Why are you even talking to the guy? Is that, like, you're standing, you're literally up her ass. The girl is just peeing, calling this guy, and you have to stand there and tell the guy. I mean, get a life, lady. So Ahmed's like, if you want to have an actual conversation instead of just trying to berate me, then I'm down for that. She goes, okay, let's fucking go then.
Well, let's have an actual conversation. How about that?
Do not activate me.
He's like, I'm not a child where I'm going to be berated, okay? Let's ease up on that real quick, okay? I'm not going to be berated, mother.
You love the ring. I was not. And then I invited you to.
That's our calm. That's our calm way. And he's like, babe, I'm sorry. You know what? Let me call you back. Let me call you back.
So meanwhile, Alex is talking to Andrea and he's like, so anything happened besides last week? I mean, today I toasted a marshmallow without burning it. So that's, you know, something going on with me. How about you? This is the new fun me. So.
Yeah. And Andrea's crying again now. He's like, oh, I really thought I was going to be a thing with this girl. But at the end of the day, she's leading her own life. And, you know, I'm struggling every day. Do you know how hard it is to be absolutely beautiful and go through this life? It's difficult.
And Lindsay's still furious in her room. And Kyle comes in all wasted in, like, a straw hat or whatever. And he's like, ew.
She's like, I'm so mad. I'm, like, really mad because the guy I invited to the beach that I invited him to.
And he's like, dude, he's coming back. She's like, no, he's not.
Meanwhile, Maya's like, oh, wait a second. Oliver never came over. Oh, well. Hey, Sierra, you're fun to cuddle on. You're really fun to cuddle on for a skinny person.
She's like, yeah, it's my tits. You're all my tits. So then back to Lindsay. She's like, I mean, if you really like me, then why wouldn't you say something before you left? And he's like, you only met him a week ago, Lindsay. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, no one gives a fuck when I get shit on. No one. Okay, so now you're jealous that everybody gave a shit when Sierra was shit on, but you were the person who was shitting on Sierra. Like, yeah. Lindsay logic. The Lindsay also, logic. Lindsay...
Also, like, you did just meet this person and you didn't get shit on, really. Like, it's just like, you're just like, if you wanted him to come over, just be like, come over. Did you go home by accident? Come over.
She did, let's, but they wanted more to go home first and change or whatever, like shower and change.
I know.
This is what this whole fight's about. It's so stupid. So she's going off because no one cares as much when she gets shit on, but no one shit on her. So then Robert and Danielle are in bed. Danielle's like, you haven't watched that stupid Christmas episode yet?
I can only imagine what they're watching. It's probably like the season 4 of Punky Brewster or something. So then Alex is like, oh, wow, is there animosity upstairs? God, I'm so fun right now caring about house drama. And Carl's like, oh, I don't know. I just took a shit. I could care less about what everyone else is doing. Alex, feels great in here, by the way.
Alex is like, did I burn the marshmallow? Did I think I toasted it, but I actually burnt it?
I'm not supposed to get involved in marshmallow angst until, like, I'm a full year into sobriety. So circle a date on the calculator and get back to me.
Yeah, it's just a little triggering. Just trying to figure out whether or not the marshmallow has developed a crust yet. So I'm just going to stay away from that one.
So Kyle's in the bathroom. Like, Jesus, what do you want? She pulls him out and throws him in the bed. She's like, you're always the last one up, Kyle. And he's just still holding his wiener with his pants down. He's like, God.
I know. He's like literally just like naked there, trying to hide from the cameras. So now it's the morning and Carl is awake. Oh, good morning. Hey, Maya, you're awake also. And Maya's like, yeah, I'm going to make pancakes for the house. I thought about making some cookies for some of my customers, but I thought, let's just make some pancakes instead. So she's baking pancakes and Carl's like, you know what? Getting back to my meditation, getting back to my morning workout, just sort of avoiding, you know, marshmallow crust drama. I really feel like the weight's lifted off my back. Turns out that all those years of saying, put your weight on me, has actually really been a burden for me. And now I'm saying, take your weight off me. Oh, I made the right decision. I did.
When did Carl stop his workout routine?
Because the
last episode he was working out. I don't know, Carl.
Every episode they show him waking up at 7 in the morning and going out to my special place, Sag Harbor, you know, every single episode. So I don't know when he stopped doing that.
So then everyone starts gathering, and Lindsay, of course, day after Lindsay, is like,
hello, fam. Oh, my God. Like, last night was just a big communication because, like, there's no service at the beach, and, like, he tried calling me, and I was like, bro, it's been vanishing. But then I got, like, texts later when the service started working, so it was just all a big misunderstanding.
And Andrea goes, oh, so you went from Niagara Falls to Sahara. Everyone's like, huh? Like, is that a moisture joke? He's like, it was classy. It was classy. Come on.
Carl goes, your basement was flooded, and now your basement's not flooded. And everyone just stares around the table like, yep, this one's not going to be saved.
Right. Not, yeah, it's not going to be. This is not one we want to continue yes anding. No, we're going to keep going. I also like Carl's his Yelp review for Maya's pancakes. He goes, how good are these pancakes, Danielle? Right? Fluffy as shit. Okay, fluffy as shit.
Fluffy as fuck. All right.
Oh, fluffy as fuck. Sorry. Fluffy as fuck. Whoa, it's even better. Wow.
So they're going to a winery, and Kyle shouts out that he got them a bus, a van for the winery, a party van, party bus. Sorry for coughing. And then we see how much fun they've had on party buses over the years. And there's like stripper poles and oh my God, woo. And then Jordan.
So I'm sitting like this with my legs open and she's giving me head and she sticks her tongue in my asshole and I don't know what to do. So I'm like Tyne Daly. I don't even know if you're Cagney or Lacey. What are you doing to my asshole?
I mean, I feel her lips around my penis, but then I also feel her lips like around my taint. And like, how did you do it? Turns out she's actually the queen alien from Aliens. She has one head inside of a larger head, and the little head's doing my dick, and the big head's doing my taint. It was out of control.
So then Amanda is in bed with the girls, and she's reading gossip about Kristen Cavallari that says something like, the country star said he's been spending more time with Kristen, and it's going really well.
So meta that this show, on the one hand, is like cracking jokes about the Hills, and on the other hand, is actually somehow interacting with the extended Hills universe. So weird, you know? So Paige is like, well, I'm so happy for her, and I hope she's thriving, and I think that country star would be perfect for him. Like and subscribe.
It's time for a commercial. It's time.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm for a Crappens commercial.
Amanda's asking Maya how she felt after last night. And she's like, overwhelmed, but like, I'm sure I'm going to see him again. It's like, but didn't it bother you that he didn't come over after? And she's like, no, I'm not Lindsay. I don't feel like Lindsay feels. And Amanda goes, not a lot of people do feel like Lindsay feels.
Yeah, so then they start talking about Lindsay. And how, like, Sierra, of course, is making it about her again, about, like, it's just a little uncomfortable when last weekend she said she liked Austin and everything. And they just talk about how, like, Lindsay just gets fully invested all the time. And Amanda's, like, a little concerned, right? Like, she's like, this doesn't seem like fun, Summer, to me. It's, like, fun if you go through your whole thing with, like, no strings attached. But I feel like there's, like, a web of strings. Kyle, strings.
So let's see here. Alex is catching a fly because it's Alex. They want to show us some fun. Alex, they're going to pay him for this episode.
Journey.
So they show him changing and he sees a fly and he catches it. So that was good. Mm-hmm. You know, that was good.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And then Amanda, she's like poking him with her hair and she's talking about how she wants to get her extensions redone. And she asks Kyle what his hair is going to be for the wedding. He's like, I don't know. And so Amanda's like, it's crazy that we're getting married so soon, right? I mean, it's happening in 28 days. Like, yeah, we know, Amanda, we are very well aware your wedding is coming up because it's brought up every other scene with you.
So they get on the party bus, and everyone's like, woo-hoo, yeah. And Danielle, who is the Emily or the Rinna of this cast, is like,
I have a game. It's going to involve shot taking. So, like, we're going to ask each other questions.
So if she doesn't answer, then she has to drink. And Carl's like, oh, have you done anal?
It just starts, anal. Done anal before. And then they're asking Maya, and Carl's like, when was the last time you had a wet dream? She's like, every day. When was the last time you worked with a wet dough? Every day. When was the last time you shaped that dough into cookies? Every day. When was the last time you sent those cookies to your customers? Well, you know, it's a long process. It takes a few months, you know.
And my sister's a bitch. who has a wet dream every day? Like, what the hell?
It's a lot.
So
enjoy those, like, cookies.
So basically, those are the questions basically for everyone. Paige is like, all right, Alex, have you done a threesome? Have you done anal? He's like, no. Have you ever stuck your penis into ground turkey? I mean, yeah. Wow, I knew it.
Have you ever developed a delicate crust on a marshmallow that wasn't quite a burn, but is a little bit darker than a toast? No. Wow.
So Maya asks Sierra, who's better, Luke or Austin, sex-wise? And Sierra says Austin is. And Alex is like, yeah, but who's a better kisser, me or Kyle? And everyone's like, she's like, I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to drink.
And then, hey, Kyle, what's your favorite part about Amanda's body? He goes, honestly, the vagina.
It's like, wow, that is so romantic.
Paige, if Craig asked you to move to Charleston and join the cast of Southern Charm, would you?
Yes, I would.
They have a higher budget, so yes, definitely yes.
And then they ask her if
she's in love with Craig. Dun, dun. And she's like, well, I mean, I feel like different butterflies with Craig than like anyone else. And by butterflies, I mean like my stomach goes, it makes like a sound. And then I'm like, am I hungry? But then I have a Diet Coke, and I was like, I'm not hungry. So, like, it's not love.
It's just like a different butterfly. It's like a butterfly, but in the shape of a pillow. It's cute. So then Andrea's like,
but who has the biggest dick that you've ever been with, huh?
And she's like, Andrea has. So then they ask Lindsay. They're starting to segue into the of course, the biggest thing that happened sort of late in the show season or post show season. Amanda says, did you see a future with Carl? Did you picture yourself marrying him? And she's like, well, it's a very delicate subject, because they're like, you can just drink, Lindsay. She's like, okay,
wait, hold on, I'm getting a text. Carl is saying he's about to get off the bus. Oh my god, that's so sweet, Carl.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that I am gonna be coming with you when this bus ride is over, so.
So they get to this wine, the vineyard, and they're like sitting at a table. They're all ordering wine. They're going to get like all these different, like, it's a, you know, wine tasting. And Alex is very sad. He's like, wow, I thought we'd be like walking a lot and taking pictures with grapes. I had really like worked up some good fun Alex material with the grapes. I was going to do like a picture with like, I was going to hold the grapes over my mouth and like open my mouth as if I was going to eat the grapes, but I wasn't really going to do it, but it'd be great for the picture, you know? So I'm sort of bummed I can't use that content.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to toasting a grape, but whatever. So the waitress is like, welcome to Terra Vitae. It's Italian. And Maya goes, great, because Andrea's straight off the boat. So, like, you like it, Andrea?
Well, I like it as much as I can, considering I have a broken heart right now.
So Carl orders a mocktail, and they give us Andrea gives a cheer, or a little private cheers to Lindsay, because he's like, you know, cheers to both of us having some happiness, Lindsay. And she's like, great, Andrea, thank you. Carl, you want to play cornhole?
Oh, what I would do to play with someone's cornhole right now.
So Carl's like, yeah, let's go play. You go first. Go, Hobbs. Come on. Good job, Hobbs. You go.
So while they play, everyone else is gossiping. And Maya's like, Oliver texted me and said Ahmed might be in love with Lindsay. Don't tell her, though. Don't tell her. I was like, how in the world do you leave that night and say, that's her. That's the one. Almost murdered me for going home to shower first.
That's you know, some people, they just love that shit, you know? So Andrea is like, all right, let me try this for like the sixth time to see if I get any traction. Okay, it sort of failed a few more times, but this time it'll work. He goes, you know what my biggest wish right now is? You know what it is? Falling in love.
That's not the game, Andrea. You know my biggest wish. Shut up. So Amanda's like, oh, is it because me and Kyle give you so much hope? And he's like, well, you have fights, but there's a deeper bond. So I want to wake up next to someone. You know, and I met someone who made me feel like that. Oh!
6 months ago, I was in Vermont, and I was like, okay, I'm a free bird. And just cuts a page and be like,
like, she's just, like, very upset by this, like, already where this is going. And she goes,
and he goes, and in fact, that I found someone, and I can't get that love. Maybe I found that soulmate, but she's not coming back to me.
And he goes, I met her, like, 10 days. Of you stop talking, you and I, Paige. Probably the same weekend you went to Charleston, I met her. Which makes no sense, right? Like, he's just full of shit and everybody knows it, right? So,
yeah.
Paige goes, so she stopped talking to you because you wanted to be single? And he's like, I didn't commit, so I lost everything. And Danielle's like, yeah, I don't understand this timeline because you were flirting with Paige all summer. So it doesn't really add up to me that all of a sudden you're like, oh, I have these feelings for someone else.
And he goes, that's Andrea. When she goes, you were flirting, he goes, that's Andrea. So Paige goes, so you stopped talking to a girl who was probably wearing full price dress, and now it's September, and now you're upset about it, and I almost stopped talking to Craig because you were coming on so strong to me this summer. I told Sierra, am I making the wrong decision? Because I thought we really could have something. And we see a flashback to her being like, am I making a mistake? He is so hot. I really thought we had something. You were hot. I was someone who liked looking at you.
Craig wouldn't commit, and you were hot, so. And she goes, it's really hard for me in this moment to not feel totally used. Like, I'm not a distraction. I'm not a filler. I'm like,
that he is, though. He was always a distraction and a filler. This is so hilariously ridiculous. And he's like, can I say something, though? You know what my wish? Like, no, you cannot go through another wish, okay? This is not, we're not genies, okay?
No one asked me, how do you feel when you find out of nowhere that Paige and Craig, my best friend of Vermont, and the girl I was hooking up with, were getting together. I was hurt too. Do you know how hurt I was when I found out that the girl who I was dating amongst many girls in Vermont was starting to date someone else too? Oh, God, I was so hurt.
She's like, here's the thing. You knew Craig for 2 weeks?
Yes.
And I knew him for 3 years. And when we started talking, I ended things with you a month prior. He's like, no,
you never ended things. You said I'd see you after this weekend, and then you never talked to me again. You made ghost of me.
And she goes, no, I said I'm really busy dating other people, specifically.
I have the text. Here's me saying, bloop, do you want to know what I wish? Oh, do you know what my wish is? I just want to find true.
No, you already did that already. Okay. No, I'm saying you're a man whore. Okay.
So now there's an argument between two people who really just had an interest so they can get more airtime, basically, right? There's like nothing between these two. So it's getting out of hand. So Lindsay's like,
but Paige is seeing somebody now, and you're like flirting with so many girls. Like, I'm flirting with so many people. Like, I can't even keep it straight.
And Paige goes, like, yeah, make it we about know. Me right now. We know, Lindsay. Yeah. Okay.
We know. So Lindsay goes, well, why is it so different? And Paige is like, she's like, well, people's feelings are involved, okay? People, so now they're going to try to drag it into the Sierra thing again. They're just going to pivot it that way.
Yes, and so, then Sierra's like, yeah, there's a level of respect, Lindsay. Like, what are you even going on about? This is over, Sierra.
I know. I was like, this has been put to bed, okay? So Lindsay's like, so Amanda goes, well, do you feel like you're covering up for something else? And Lindsay goes, do you think I'm covering up for someone, something? That's not true.
And she's like, and Andrea goes, I'm not seeing anyone, because they keep trying to make Andrea and Lindsay the same just because they're sitting next to each other. Because Amanda's like, yeah, but you guys are seeing all these people. And he's like, I'm not. And Paige's like, yeah, well, you guys just put yourselves in the same box of caring about your own feelings, which is great for you both. And Lindsay's like, I'm not covering anything. And she says, I mean, look at Ahmed, for instance. And she goes, oh, my God, who cares about fucking Ahmed? We met him 2 days ago, Lindsay. Okay? No one cares about him.
And Amanda's like, you know, the underlying factor here is that, like, the flirting is covering up for something else. And Lindsay goes, I actually go to a lot of therapy for years and years and years. And you don't know how many therapists have just quit their careers and gone somewhere else because of me. Okay. Cause, like, I dive into the deep end and I will always be me for the rest of my life.
And that's her. Look, I go to therapy because I realize that's just how I am. I get really into people I don't even know. And that's just me. That's crazy. That's fucking like that's, that's fucking the craziest way to say, no, I go to therapy. I get obsessive over people I don't know all the time. And I've accepted myself for that.
That's just who I am.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, but you're falling so fast and so hard for these people. And Lindsay is like so proud that she goes, you think this is the first time this has happened? I've been this way my entire life.
I think that could be Lindsay's problem. Because no one, you don't feel loved when someone's just obsessing over nothing. You know, it's like it's not you that they're in love with, obviously. Right. It's just like this idea of whatever they want. So Paige is like, yeah, but this time other people's feelings were affected, Lindsay. And Danielle sees what Paige is doing, because, of course, Paige can never just fucking keep it about herself. She has to turn it into trying to stir shit between other people. So Danielle's like, this is horse shit.
Yeah. And Kyle goes, chill out. She goes, no, don't tell me to chill out. So then Lindsay goes, by the way, me being single, I've had the best summer of my life because I put myself in situations that I haven't been in for 5 years. I'm like, what situations has Lindsay been in this season that are any different than any season where she's been single, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's been the same. And Paige goes, well, do what you want, but know that there are repercussions to other people's feelings. And she goes, oh my God, I'm pretty sure I apologized 100 times last weekend.
And then Amanda, meanwhile, you just hear her go, this wasn't my intention. And she just steps away. So she's, everyone's just trying to have a moment right now. Everyone's like, it's like, this is like a Hunger Games of who can have the cliffhanger for the episode. So now Amanda's going to cry over in the corner because she says this wasn't her intention to create this moment.
Right. So drama. She's crying and Sierra's going on about, you didn't apologize 100 times. You apologized 1 time, Lindsay. And she goes, well, you didn't apologize once to me. And Amanda's crying. And Sierra goes, well, what would I apologize for? And she goes, for throwing wine, which she didn't throw it at you. If she owes you an apology, it's for disregarding your feelings in Vermont, I would think. But Lindsay's like not emotionally, I guess, intelligent enough to really state that. So she's like,
because you threw wine.
Yeah, so Sierra's like, I apologize to Danielle for throwing wine, absolutely, and I'm sorry if I hit you with a crossfire. Oh, by the way, I also got hit with a lot, remember when I was sitting there and you guys were like, oh my God, Carl, I got hit by the cross. Just blame it out there. Okay, continue. She's like, listen, like, you didn't apologize 100 times to me last weekend, so the fight now is like, yes, you did apologize to me, but you didn't apologize 100 times like you're making it sound. So I'm mad at you. So I'm going to drudge up this fight that we put to bed last week because you overstated how apologetic you were.
Yes, but she did apologize to you, right? So then Amanda's still crying. And she's like, well, I didn't make it up so everyone could yell at each other. And Sierra's like, yeah, and you're running off with Ahmed. You know, you have to realize that's like weird for me because like you told me last weekend, like you have like a thing for like Austin. Okay, so now you want her to be into Austin.
Yeah. Lindsay's like, what does this have to do with me? Austin was very clear with you. And so Amanda's like, I was just trying to ask Lindsay if she's okay.
Well, she's not okay, okay? About? And she says she's been in therapy for years. Girl, quit your therapist. I'm going through my lunchbox purse right now looking for a lipstick. Just in case anyone wants to notice it. It's very cute.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, quit your therapist. And Kyle goes, well, she did. And now we have her old therapist. Ah, I'm crying on the inside. So then, just in case.
This poor therapist is probably having to get a therapist. Could you imagine? This therapist is like, can I get somebody who listens to me? Like, just one patient. Just one patient who would listen to me.
Yeah, seriously. So then now, since it's the time for everyone to have a I'm the saddest person here moment, Alex pulls Andrea. So now Andrea, and by the way, Alex is probably very happy about this because they go to have their talk amidst the grapes and the vines. He's like, I can get my photo. So Andrea's like, I'm a very vulnerable person. You know, people always have this expectation that I'm a superhuman, this guy who's just so handsome and beautiful and was on the British version of the circle, you know, but I'm not a superhuman. I'm a human who is very attractive and gets lots of things in life because he's attractive. But I feel too.
He couldn't possibly be sad. Look at him. He's gorgeous. He has job. Buttons will not stay on his shirt.
And he's like crying again. And Alex goes, yeah, but like, you have to remember sometimes to like put yourself in like other people's shoes. And he goes, oh, well, I apologized. It's like, even this guy, even fellow arms will not let you get away with this shit. I love it.
Yeah. Andrea's like, I do put myself in other people's shoes. I professionally do that, actually. I am a model. So, you know, I have model shoes before. It is very, very good. But I hurt. Just because I model for Reebok doesn't mean I do not hurt.
So then Amanda pulls Lindsay aside and she's like, Lindsay, can we talk? And Carl goes, Lindsay, I just want to make sure you're okay. She goes,
okay. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like, why? Because I date lots of people. That's what I'm supposed to do.
So Amanda's like, so it's like really hard to bring this up in a group setting. And I just want to know, even though I did just try to do it, I want to know if you're okay. And she's like, I'm good. And she goes, well, I'd been with you, sort of endured your presence, kind of survived your emotional swings for many years now. And I've been with single Lindsay and I know what single Lindsay is like. And I've seen her and, you know, this is scary. And Lindsay's like, well, people grow.
Not on this show, they don't. And hasn't Amanda come for Lindsay every season? I love that Amanda is doing all this talking behind Lindsay's back and then making it like she just really cares about Lindsay, guys. Like, I can't believe nobody can see how much she cares. And then back at the table, they're like, Carl, why are you saying, is she okay? And he's like, listen, it's a simple question. I mean, people ask me if I'm okay. And Danielle goes, yeah, but like, are you asking Andrea? Are you asking Sierra? And he's like, but I'm best friends with Lindsay. Danielle, why are you even in this? Quiet.
Well, I haven't finger banged Andrea, but if I do, then I will be asking him if he's okay. Yeah.
I finger banged a girl named Andrea. Andrea McCardle. I found out the second she was the original Annie. I mean, granted, you know, it was current times, so, you know, the red wig was a little weird, but God, it was hot when she stuck her tongue in my butthole.
I once fingered someone while listening to Andrea Bocelli, which is almost the same thing. Wow, I orgasmed 75 times when he climaxed in that song. It was amazing.
So back to Amanda and Lindsay. She's trying to make Lindsay feel something, right? But Lindsay's not. Lindsay's just pissed because she knows Amanda's full of shit and doesn't care about her anyway. So Amanda's like, listen, it's not about your sex life, Lindsay. It's that you're giving your heart to everybody. And if you keep giving pieces of your heart, listen, I just get my heart stomped on by the same person every single week for 5 or 6 years. But you're doing it to like, you're letting everybody do it. And she goes, yeah, but I always do that.
Yeah. I mean, I always get hurt and destroyed and ruined. That's just part of who I am. And I'm okay with that.
And so she's like, saying the conspiracy theory. See, so this is just wild. She's like, I will always, for the rest of my life, dive into the deep end. I won't put my heart out there because I don't want to waste time. I want to be very clear. And then Amanda goes, you almost had a fucking family, Lindsay. Aren't you sad? that's when I back up my chair and just say, shut the fuck. Like, who says that?
It's just not.
Who are you? Like, since when are you and Lindsay like that? That you can even like, I understand that?
I understand what she's trying to say, right? Like, I actually think the sentiment to be like, hey, I just want to check in because I just want to make sure that this is not some like strange processing of grief. But that's not, this is not, I don't feel like this is the right way to do it. I don't think it's right to do it here when you're drunk at a vineyard, and like to also sort of say it like that felt a little strange.
That felt gross. That was fucking gross. And you've been having this, you've been trying to do this in front of everybody this whole time, you know, like you've been trying to push this, like, you're miserable. Why are you acting like you're so happy thing? So, I mean, granted, you're saying that part of it, like you almost had a family, Lindsay. You're saying that part in private, but you've been trying to push this other fight in front of everybody this whole time. Ugh.
I also think it's like, yeah, it's the conversation. I understand the impulse to have that conversation. Just not sure the execution was really, you know, great. So Lindsay, of course, she's like, well, I get over things quickly. She goes, I don't have to sit here and justify why I'm happy. And Amanda's like, well, as long as you're happy. And she goes, I've never had a better summer in my life. Look how happy I am. I had a great summer. I kissed Austin. And that's a high point for anyone, right?
I'm so glad Lindsay didn't fall for this shit. So she's like, yeah, but I'm not being a bad friend by making sure you're okay. Yeah, but she's not saying you're being a bad friend. You're so manipulative. You are such a manipulator. And this isn't a fight against Lindsay, who's kind of the worst, you know, at times. So Lindsay's like, you're not being a bad friend, but if you want to have me answer the fucking question, I will answer the fucking question. I'm happy.
You know what my wish is. Yes, Andrea, you want to fall in love.
And that brings us to the end of Sommerhausen.
Fun times. Wow, the season's going to be over before we know it. And next week, it looks like Kyle rages out on everyone about more wedding shit. So that's going to be fun for everyone, huh?
Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. We will be back with a Below Deck recap sailing yacht, in case anyone's keeping score, later. And go get your tickets for next week's 3-0 grand finale in Texas of the Hunky Dory Tour. And check out our Patreon for bonus episodes and our Crappens On Demand videos. We sure love you guys.
Yeah, talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas.
She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin. Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.